Morning Arousal by Creek Princess. My eyes opened slowly, squinting in the bright sunlight creeping through the parted curtains. You were still sound asleep in our bed, the platform of last night's erotic passions. You were spent from giving me your body and your all, and also recuperating from the stressful day of work as well that you had before that. After our lovemaking, we are both so drained and spent we fell asleep, exhausted in each other's arms, amidst mingled sweat and pools of our liquid lusts. As I wipe the sleep groggily from my eyes, I am hesitant to move too much to disturb you. I am feeling so good. I am relaxed and rested now after our night together. I am savoring lying there close to you. You spooned around me, your arms wrapped tightly about me. Your embrace envelops me almost as if you are claiming me for your own for always, and letting the world know it and shielding me from it. I smile to myself as I realize where your hands are. They are each holding both of my breasts in your sleeping and gentle grips. It is so wonderful being held like that, with your bare chest to my back, our flesh almost seeming to be as one. Your pelvis is pressed to my derriere, and your legs are cradling my own, so that it is almost as if I am sitting in your lap if we were to be upright. I lay there just a few more moments, relishing the closeness. I feel your even breathing blowing warm air against my neck. You are so passionate that just your breath alone makes me start to moisten again in my already sticky womanhood, which is still thickly coated in remnants of your cum from last night. Still a bit reluctant to disturb you, but knowing you have another full day ahead and you will need to get going soon, I gently ease your arms off of me and slowly wiggle free. It rouses you just a bit, and you sigh, and you turn over onto your back. I turn and watch your face, and you seem to be asleep still. Your legs are slightly apart on the bed, but not enough for me to kneel in between without awakening you just yet. I lift up the sheet slowly and admire your sleeping and masculine form splayed out before me. The visual pleasure before me causes my desires to please you again to intensify. So I decide how best to place myself, and I slowly and carefully straddle one of your long legs, positioning my wetness on your calf. You stir a bit and moan softly. I am not quite sure if you are dreaming or realizing even what I am about to do. I lean over your soft and relaxed manhood. I first gently trace it with my fingers. I think I even just saw it twitch a bit. Even in your sleep, you are wanting me. You are needing me. I place both my palms around it as you feel a bit cool and I want to keep you warm, as well as just to purely enjoy the sensation of you underneath my grasp. Titillated at the power I have to pleasure you, with that you stir a little more and moan again, but it's something I don't quite understand. I then lean closer in. I inhale slowly, able to smell the aftermath of our prior night sex, our juices mingled. It stirs my pussy deeply and I become anxiously hungry to devour you once more. But I want to take my time, so as I cradle you in my hands, I start my tactile adoration slowly. Pressing my cheek against it, I nuzzle it lovingly. I know it is only an extension of your being itself, but it is an extension that you use to reach my most inner depths of need, desire, and pleasure. I softly stroke my lips up and down the length of your shaft, every now and again sticking out my tongue to take a taste. As I use my tongue more and more, you definitely start to arouse in more than one way. You reach down and gently start stroking my long dark hair that drapes over you. You move it to the side so you can gain a better view of my attentions. You contentedly sigh as your erection starts to firm under my tender administrations. I take the tip and press it to my lips, showering it with soft, warm, and wet kisses. As I take both hands to wrap around the girth at your base, you press down on my head with your hand with gentle firmness, and I know you are silently telling me to take you in now, that you are ready and wanting. But I first lick my lips and then run my tongue all around the head, tasting you, savoring the essence of you, tasting the very being of you and knowing what you are made of. Then I softly take you into my mouth as much as I can fit and start slowly going up and down on you. I compress your shaft between the solid roof of my mouth and my soft and pliable tongue, suctioning and drinking down the pre-cum as it drips down my throat. I moan at the gloriousness of you, creating mild vibrations around you that cause you to moan as well. You are more awake now and have both hands on my head. You have gone from running your fingers through my hair to pressing me down more urgently on your rod with steadily increasing lust. I moan yet again, with my mouth full as I enjoy tasting your oozing sex. I start sucking harder and going up and down more fiercely as I feel you tensing more and moans turning to groans. I take one hand and rub and clutch your balls as my other hand runs up and down the length of you that is not contained in my mouth. My lips clench around you tighter. My mouth sucks you in deeper till I'm almost gagging. You are gritting your teeth now, teetering on the edge, and I want to push you over. I speed up and intensify your pleasuring until you can't stop it, and erupt violently in my mouth, filling my throat with your load, making me cough and sputter. It overflows my mouth as I try to swallow and drips out and over my lips, down my chin, my neck, and slowly trickling down onto my breasts in a milky river. I am a mess, but I smile because I'm happy over making you come and pleasing you. You sit up slightly and grab my arms and pull me over you so that I am now straddling your waist. You kiss me deeply and passionately, latching onto my tongue for a few seconds and becoming more of a sticky mess yourself. But in one swift, unexpected movement, you roll me over so you are now on top and plunge your still hard cock deep into me. Ugh! I gasp and moan as you impale me with slight pain, but mostly pleasure. You thrust into me with almost a primal rage and hunger. Your groans grow into growls. I'm gasping, moaning, shaking. You are pounding me so hard that I see stars. I clench my teeth, not wanting to come just yet. Wanting to feel more and more of your pounding, taking my breath away. I beg for you to fuck me harder. Fuck me harder, baby. I need it, baby. I need you, baby. God, make me come. My pleading eggs you on, pushing me closer to the brink. But as you are leaned over me, your animalistic passions take over, and you reach down and clamp your mouth on my shoulder, biting hard, holding me between your gritting teeth. The sensation pushes me over like an erupting flame, and I cry out with my violent climax. Ugh! You pull back your mouth as your back arches with your final deep grinding forcing into me, and you groan and grit your teeth, coming harshly as well. We are both gasping for air as your sexual high slowly ebbs away. You then collapse on top of me, your strength from both powerful cums expending all the energy you had gained from sleep. I wrap my legs around your waist with your still quivering cock still deep within me. I kiss you deeply and pull you down to cradle you between my breasts. I kiss the top of your head and tell you how much I'll miss you while you're gone to work today. But you respond to me with a grin and a sly smile, and say with the look of a little naughty boy, "Well, I was thinking of calling in sick for today. I think I have a slight cough," which you fake terribly. We both chuckle as you bury your face again in the valley between my breasts, and then you grab my ass, squeezing it in both hands, and say, "But first, let's go hit the shower so we can clean each other up, because we've got a whole lot more messes to make all day today."